WKAR News Time 544. I'm Karel Vigafor, 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station. Ingham County Prosecutor Carol Seaman released a statement today saying that she's decided to charge three suspects with sexual assault after an incident at an East Lansing apartment in January. Charges will not be filed against the fourth suspect in the case of former MSU employee. Al Martin of WKAR's Current Sports is here in the studio with me. Thanks for joining me, Al.
How you doing, Karel? Good afternoon.
Thank you, thank you. So I'll break down the findings of basically this press release and these investigations for me.
Well, first, I think that to put the entire investigation in perspective, I think it's important for our listeners to know that there were three separate investigations that took place throughout the course of these last few months. Those three investigations were, of course, as you just mentioned, Karel, the Ingham County prosecuting investigation, in which, of course, the Michigan State University Police Department was involved with, and in which, of course, Carol Seaman issued a statement saying that they were going to proceed now with charges against these now still three unnamed MSU football players. But along with that investigation, you had the Jones Day Law Firm investigation, which basically was analyzing how protocol was, I guess you can say, put through upon hearing and learning of the investigation when it comes to Mark D'Antonio and the university itself, and also the Title IX investigation, which was finished in late May, finished May 22nd to be exact, and that was done by Rebecca Wiedlinger. She conducted that, and MSU spokesperson Jason Cody could not discuss the specifics of that investigation due to the Family Educational and Privacy Act. So there were basically three separate investigations that were conducted here, and the latest news today, Jones Day finished their investigation and concluded that Mark D'Antonio did follow protocol when it came to learning of some sort of sexual assault allegations and then reporting that to the Office of Institutional Equity, basically saying that Mark D'Antonio crossed his T's, he dotted his I's, he went through protocol there. And then, of course, we had the statement from Carol Seaman, which you just alluded to, Carol, basically talking about going through with sexual assault charges for these right now three unnamed MSU football players.
So this news came out later in the day. When can we expect the names of these players to be released?
Well, that's the thing. You know, now that it's past 5 o'clock, now going on 6, word around the local reporting community is that now we're going to have to wait an additional day until these names come out. We still don't know who these three players are right now, and for MSU fans out there, that's been the big question. If these players are charged, when will we know the names? Well, now it looks like tomorrow may be that day.
So earlier you mentioned that Mark D'Antonio was cleared in the Jones Day investigation. What does the Jones Day investigation say about the unnamed staff member in the case?
I mentioned how Mark D'Antonio went through protocol, but it says that the suspended staff member learned of certain information concerning an alleged sexual assault, but did not follow proper protocol when it came to informing the Office of Institutional Equity, and therefore that staff member was subsequently suspended. And I'm also seeing via the Detroit Free Press, it looks as though that staff member that is named in the Jones Day report is Curtis Blackwell, now former MSU recruiting coordinator.
Al Martin is the host of WKAR's Current Sports. You can listen every day at 1 p.m. on WKAR AM 870. Al, thank you so much for joining me in the studio.
Hey, thank you, Karel. Appreciate it.
You're listening to All Things Considered on 90.5 WKAR, your NPR station.